This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We're getting some new information about President Biden's remarks earlier this week in which he used the word garbage. The AP's Donna Warder.
White House officials altered the official transcript of a call in which President Biden appeared to take a swipe at Trump voters. That's according to two White House officials and an internal email. Biden, in the call with Latino activists, appeared to call Donald Trump's supporters garbage.
The transcript released by the White House press office, however, showed the word supporters with an apostrophe, which aides say was President Biden criticizing a Trump rally speaker, not the millions of Americans who are supporting Donald Trump for president. Election day is fast approaching, and Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are hitting the battleground states hard. Vice President Harris saying yesterday,
"We need you to vote Nevada because we have just 5 days left in one of the most consequential elections of our lifetime, and we have work to do."
Former President Trump was in Arizona, where he accused the Democrats of cheating in this election.
"We're doing very well. I think we're leading by a lot. And if we can keep that cheating down, because they're a bunch of cheats, if we can keep that cheating down, we're going to have a tremendous victory."
A Russian citizen and former U.S. consulate worker Robert Shonoff has been convicted in Russia after being accused of gathering information about the war in Ukraine. He's been sentenced to almost 5 years in prison. Texas hospitals now have to ask patients whether they are in the U.S. legally. This begins today. They also have to track the cost of treating people without legal status. This follows an order from Governor Greg Abbott. Israel pounded a Beirut suburb overnight, destroying dozens of buildings in several neighborhoods. There was no immediate word on casualties. This is AP News. New charges against an actor who appeared in an Oscar-winning movie. The AP's Ed Donahue.
An actor who appeared in Dances with Wolves has been indicted again on sexual abuse charges. Nathan Chasinghorse is accused in Nevada of sexually abusing indigenous women and girls for decades. It expands on a previous felony charge of sexual assault, lewdness, and kidnapping. Last year, the Nevada Supreme Court ordered the dismissal of Chasinghorse's original 18-count indictment, while leaving open the possibility charges could be refiled. Best known as Smiles a Lot in the 1990 movie Dances with Wolves, Chasinghorse was born on the Rosebud Reservation in South Dakota, a member of one of the seven tribes of the Lakota Nation. He later proclaimed himself a traveling Lakota medicine man. Prosecutors say he used that to gain the trust of vulnerable indigenous women and girls, leading a cult and taking underage wives. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.